The Laws of Trumas, Chapter 3. First Halacha. According to the Torah, there's no specific measurement for Truma Gedola. Truma Gedola, the great Truma, is given to the priests, to the Kehanim. Ideally, one should separate the amount that the sages prescribed, but nowadays, since Truma Gedola is burnt anyway, at the outset, it is fine to just separate the smallest amount. Second Halacha. The sages instituted that one should separate between 1/40th and 1/60th of his crop as Truma Gedola, 1/40th if he's generous, and 1/60th if he is not, and 1/50th would therefore be average. Third Halacha. There are certain crops that Kehanim are not interested in receiving a lot of, like carob, and here, at the outset, it is acceptable to separate 1/60th. It is also permissible to separate 1/60th in the following circumstances: truma grown from truma, which we will discuss a little bit later, truma that's mixed with tevel, truma that became impure accidentally, truma taken from crops that were consecrated, truma separated from produce owned by orphans, by the guardians of those orphans. See inside for more details. Fourth Halacha. Truma should not be separated out with a measure or a scale or a specific number. Rather, the owner should estimate the amount that he wants to set aside. It is acceptable to measure the produce before separating truma, but he should not use a measure when separating truma. Fifth Halacha. If a person separates an extremely large amount of truma, that is valid, so long as he leaves something behind that is not truma. But if he designates everything as truma, that is not acceptable. If the owner wanted to designate a tenth of his crop as truma, and he designated a 50th instead, that is fine, that is valid. But if he intended to designate 1/60th of his crop, and instead he designates 1/50th, that is not valid. Sixth Halacha. It is perfectly valid to set aside a larger portion than normal, and so the mere fact that someone designated 1/20th of his crop as truma does not render it invalid. If the owner initially separated out 1/60th as truma, and then he realized that it was only a 60th and wanted to give more, whatever else he adds would be subject to maestros, to tithes, because the first separation was completely valid. But if he initially separated out less than 1/60th, he must now separate out more so that it becomes at least 1/60th. And he may do this with a scale or other measuring implements. Seventh Halacha. If a person separated out a little bit of truma and he meant to separate quite a bit more, what he separated out is not truma, but it would be liable for truma, and truma should be separated specifically from it as opposed to other produce. Eighth Halacha. If one has two grain heaps and he separated truma from both of them, and both of them he realizes are too small, he should not separate out truma from one grain heap for the other. Ninth Halacha. If he says the truma for this grain heap is this, and the truma for a second grain heap is like that one, the separation of truma from the second grain heap should be identical to the first, meaning it should be taken from the same place in the grain heap and in the same measure. Tenth Halacha. Truma's meiser, by contrast, should not be estimated. Rather, it must be precise. And this is true even in the present day, because the amount is given specifically in the Torah. Truma's meiser, by the way, is the truma to the Kehanim that the Levim have to separate from the meiser Rishon that's given to them. 11th Halacha. Things should be measured in the way they are typically measured. So things that are typically measured by volume should be measured by volume, things that are typically weighed should be weighed, and so on. But the most precise way to measure something is always by weighing it. 12th Halacha. Here we discuss what Trumas Meiser is. It's specifically a requirement for the Levium to separate Trumas Meiser from what's given to the Levium. But if the Yisrael wants to make the separation himself, he's permitted to do so. So in other words, first he would give Trumas Meiser, and then he would set aside Meiser Rishon, which is 1/10 of what's left, to the Levium, and then he would take 1/10 of that and give it to the Kehanim. And that last part he would be doing on behalf of the Levium. 13th Halacha. If Meiser Rishon is given to the Levium before Truma Gedola can be taken from it, for example, if it was given from grain stalks before they've been threshed, the Levium do not need to separate Truma Gedola, only Trumas Meiser. But if it was liable for Truma Gedola and no Truma Gedola was taken, then the Levium should take it. So, for example, after the grain is already threshed. 14th Halacha. If the Levium receive Meiser Rishon of grain while it's still in its stalks, they should not give Trumas Meiser to the Kehanim from stalks. Rather, they would have to extract the kernels of wheat and give a tenth of those. This is a penalty. He ends up having to give more. And it's a penalty because he accepted Meiser Rishon while it was still in its stalks, which means that Truma Gedola could not have been taken from it. 15th Halacha. If Yisrael says to a Levi, "My father told me that he has Meiser Rishon for you," the Levi can assume that Trumas Meiser was separated from it already. However, if he states a specific volume of Meiser, the Levi may not make such an assumption. 16th Halacha. As long as Trumas Meiser is an eighth of a log, that's about 5 cubic centimeters, it should be brought to a Kayan. Any smaller than that, and it should not be. Rather, it is permissible to burn it. This is not the case for wine and oil. Any size of wine and oil can be brought to a Kayan. 17th Halacha. Truma Gedola should be separated from produce in one location. So if there's two rooms that each have produce in it, produce from one room should not be used as Truma Gedola for the other room. But if one does this anyway, it is still considered Truma. 18th Halacha. By contrast, even if there are two granaries in one room, as long as it's in the same room, Truma can be separated from one granary for the other. With wine, as long as the jugs are not closed yet, one can separate from one jug for all the wine. But once the jugs are sealed, each one has to be treated as a separate unit. 19th Halacha. If someone is gathering bunches of vegetables and leaving them in his garden, he may separate from one bunch for the entire amount. But if he has two types of produce and one is in between, the produce on either side has to be separated separately. And the same thing is true if there's a pile. 20th Halacha. Trumas Meiser, by contrast, can be separated even if all of the produce is not in the same location. 21st halacha. Trumas Meiser operates a little differently from Truma Gedayla. He can leave a bunch of Meiser Rishon that Trumas Meiser was not separated from, and then he can continue to separate from that for other crops. 22nd halacha. But if he first separated Trumas Meiser and then left the rest of the produce so that he could continue to separate Trumas Meiser from it until it is all considered Trumas Meiser, this would not be valid. 23rd halacha. Things must be taken in the proper Seder, in the proper chronology. We haven't yet addressed a few of these, but we will address all of them in their proper time. Okay, so here's the chronology. First Bikurim, then Truma Gedayla, then Meiser Rishon, then Meiser Sheni, or Meiser Ani, depending on the year. Separating in an improper order is a violation of a negative commandment, but violators are not lashed. 24th and final halacha. If a person wants to separate Truma Gedayla and Trumas Meiser at the same time, he should separate 1 out of 33 and a third of his crop. And then he should say, 1/100th of what I've separated is ordinary produce, and the remainder is Truma for the entire crop. The remainder, of course, is Truma. The Meisers, the tithes which are necessary to be separated for these 100 portions of ordinary produce, are at the side of what I separated, and the remainder of what I separated is Trumas Meiser. Just a quick note on all of this. Despite the length of this one, I simplified it quite a bit, so please feel free to look on the inside.